You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and we are steaming headfirst towards the festive period now. And with Advent around the corner, we thought we'd best take the time to talk about a certain chocolate-filled calendar. Braille greeting cards are a company that make, you guessed it, Braille greeting cards, amongst lots of other things, including Braille Advent calendars. And joining me now is Callum Stoneman from Braille Greeting Cards. Thank you so much for joining me, Callum. So let's get a little bit of background first of all, before we move on to the sweet stuff. How long have you been running Braille greeting cards and why did it come about?
Well, we've been doing them for probably sort of just over a year. My wife's fully sighted, but she's been able to do Braille for quite a while now and I'm completely blind. So obviously I've done Braille all my life. So my wife, Jess, started making handmade cards about a year ago and she was just doing normal cards. But because we can both Braille, you know, we had Braille as an option. So if you wanted just a normal card with your own personalised design and personalised message, we could do that. Or if you wanted it in Braille, we could do that. So that was going really well. And then the Braille side of it in particular really took off. And that's when it kind of came to us. You know, we started looking into this and it just kind of came to our attention that not many people are really doing this. So that was going really well. And then Braille greeting cards itself, the actual company has been going for about 10 years. But when we started to do really well and we started looking into it a bit more, and we discovered that the owners of Braille greeting cards had retired and their business was up for sale. So we had a few conversations with them and told them about the sort of things that we do, and they were interested and allowed us to take over the business. So we're here now, and you know, it's going really well.
And what was it like doing that? Because this would have all been in sort of the lockdown period, was it, when you were starting out? What was that like then?
I guess in a way the lockdown has kind of helped it come about, because, you know, we all needed things to do and Jess has always been really creative and stuff. So while we were kind of stuck at home doing nothing, and then it was like, oh, you can go out again. Oh, wait, no, you can't. you know, so I guess she needed something to do and she wanted to be a bit creative and try something different. And then we, you know, started selling them and it went well, and it just kind of came about from there really. So I don't know whether it would have come about if it weren't for the lockdown, to be honest. I think it gave us that bit of time and allowed us to do it and realize that actually there is a business here, there is demand for this sort of thing.
And as a person with sight loss, when you receive a card, a personalized card with a personalized message in Braille, say on your birthday or Christmas, what does that mean to you?
I think it's just a nice touch, you know what I mean? It's always a, for me, there's always been a little bit of awkwardness when, because I mean, don't get me wrong, I don't expect everyone to go out looking for Braille cards. And the close family members, you know, like my dad and stuff, they used to buy the cards from the same company with the previous owners, funnily enough. But then you'd get other family members who you wouldn't really, you know, I don't mind as such that they didn't. But there's always a little bit of awkwardness when you kind of get a card and it's like, oh, yeah, you know, thanks. Oh, that's really nice. What does it say? You know, so for me, I think it's just giving you that bit of independence and that bit of equalness. Is that even a word? But, you know, like anyone else, you can open your card, you can read it as normal. It's just a nice touch to something that we all get, I think.
So moving on to chocolate-filled advent calendars. How did this come about? This is such a great idea. How did this come about and when did you think, actually, I'm going to do that?
Again, I mean, Jess were the brains behind it, but I don't think there was a moment where it kind of clicked, you know, like, oh, actually, yeah, we should do this. It's always been there for us, because I've always had advent calendars and, you know, so my mum would braille them manually. So she'd write out the numbers and stick them on the doors. But now, I've always loved the Braille ones. And then as I got older and me and Jess started living together, she, at the minute for me, she just pen-friended advent calendars. But again, it's something that we all get. And especially as kids, it's part of the fun, I think, of Christmas, you know, looking for the right door. Every day you've got another door to open. You've got to kind of, obviously they're not in any particular order, so you've got to kind of hunt around to find the right door. And again, it's just something that you kind of miss as a blind person. And I know there's a lot of people who go, hang on a minute, there's bigger things in the world that we're excluded from. And yeah, there is. But I don't know how to describe it. It's just a nice thing. And it's something that we'd always kind of had in mind, but just never really known how to do it. And eventually this year it was like, right, okay, let's try this. Let's give it a go.
And even though it's sort of early October at the minute, you've had a lot of interest, haven't you, so far? I've seen it on a few different Facebook pages that I'm involved in. You've had quite a lot of interest. What's that been like?
It's been surprising just how much it's taken off. Because I kind of expect, well, it was going to go, generally, it was going to go one of two ways. There was either going to go really, really well, or people just weren't going to be interested. You know, it's going to be one extreme to the other. And I kind of thought, even if it does go well, we put it out there and we kind of thought there might be a few kind of ticking over, and then like mid to late November, there'd be a massive rush. But no, actually, we've already had to restock one of the varieties. So we've got some more of the Cadbury's ones on the way as we're recording this. So no, it's been amazing. Clearly people are really happy that this is available.
Absolutely. You filled the hole, Callum. I've left the most important question till last. What is your favourite type of chocolate advent calendar?
Oh, it's got to be the dairy milk ones.
A classic.
Yeah. It was torture when they got delivered. It really was. A big box of them got delivered. And Jess was quick to take them off me. That's all I'll say. Because, yeah. And I don't blame her. I don't know where they are now.
Kept under lock and key.
Definitely.
Well, I'm sure that everybody... I know that I'm very hungry and I'm going to go and have a chocolate bar now. But where can we find out more about Braille greeting cards?
So our website is braille-greetings-cards.co.uk. So if you go to there, there'll be a link to our Christmas offerings on the homepage. So we've got the Christmas cards on there, and we've got obviously the advent calendars. And then we've got a couple of other little gift options as well. So yeah, that's our website, braille-greetings-cards.co.uk. Or if you just Google Braille greeting cards, we should come up.
Great stuff. Thank you so much for joining us, Callum, and making us all very hungry.
Thank you.